Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris. With me today is Mr. Steven. How are you doing today?
I appreciate you having me on. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I just want to give you a quick shout out on your YouTube channel. I guess you can give yourself a big good shout out on your YouTube channel, Sports One.
Yeah. You could follow me on Wildcard Sports on YouTube, also on Instagram or Discord, all that good stuff. But yeah, just give me a subscribe there at Wildcard Sports.
Awesome. Yeah, please do that. And first of all, since we've not done a podcast, at least MLB from CDA, we have not done a podcast in quite a while. A lot of things have happened over the past month or so, actually. And we got some AL MVP candidates so that we could talk about that first. And first guy that comes in my mind for AL MVP candidates is Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge, I mean, if he doesn't win it, I don't know. We got Ohtani there, too. But I guess tell us what you think about Judge's year, because he is on streak at 65 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge is just an amazing player to watch. He just pure talent, pure enjoyment. Like, he brings entertainment. I know Ohtani does, too, but Angels aren't going to make the playoffs, so, and the Yankees are, so I think Judge deserves it. He's killing it in the home runs, obviously. And, yeah, it has to go to Judge, in my opinion.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, not only does Aaron Judge batting .302, but he's adding 55 home runs and 118 RBIs with that. So,
jeez. Yeah, he deserves it. He honestly does.
Yeah, if Ohtani wins it, I mean, I think Aaron Judge deserves to be for sure, but if Ohtani wins it, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Not only is he having a 2.58 ERA, but he's has 33 home runs as a batter and is one of the best pitchers and hitters for the team. And, I mean, he's a two-time All-Star. He's an MVP. He's a Rookie of the Year, a Silver Slugger. I don't know. He's a face of MLB baseball. What do you think about Ohtani?
Yeah, I love Ohtani, and it's a shame where we don't get to see him in the playoffs, because imagine watching Ohtani and Trout in the playoffs. Like, talk about, you know, good baseball to watch. But I feel bad for the guy, because, you know, his team's never making the playoffs, and he can only do so much. He can't carry the whole team. But I feel like we won't see another player like Ohtani in a while. Like, a pitcher, a great pitcher and a great batter, it's very rare to see. So I love watching him, but unfortunately, I think he'll fall short this year for the MVP race.
Yeah, as a fan of the Reds, I believe you're a Giants fan. As a fan of any team, you're always looking for that two-way player. You know, from the minor leagues, we got this guy from college who can play center field and can pitch a little bit. It's just so exciting. It's just, you know, when you see that, your mind gets all excited, and you're like, yes, Ohtani, there's a two, he can pitch and he can hit, that's amazing. And it really is cool, but I don't think he deserves to win the MVP.
Yeah, and I feel like, since Ohtani's, like, doing what he's doing, I feel like, I know I said earlier we might not see a player like that in a while, but it's going to inspire a lot of young players to be like, you know what, I can pitch and I can hit, you know what I mean? And like, I feel like maybe we will see a few more of those kind of guys pop in the league, but I don't know if they're going to be as good as Ohtani, but, you know, we'll probably see a little bit more players like that.
That's actually a very good point, yeah, for sure. I think 15 years from now, that actually might be the new thing. Just, you know, with Universal DH now, and you can give them a rest. That's actually a really, really good idea, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, the next one, who he's not going with MVP, but I thought we could just give him a little something, is Yordan Alvarez. He's hurt right now. He's been hurt, but he's batting .289 with 31 home runs. That's actually pretty similar to Ohtani's stats, but he's been in the playoffs very much. If he does make the playoffs, he knows what to do. Actually, scratch that. He isn't hurt. I thought he was hurt, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if he was hurt or not either, actually.
Yeah.
But he's playing. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's an awesome hitter to watch. Like, he's one of those guys, anytime he comes up to the plate, he could definitely hit a home run at any time. But, yeah, I don't think he's MVP worthy, but, you know, top five hitter in the AL for sure.
For sure, yeah. And what I think is crazy is Mike Trout. He's already had 32 home runs, and he's only played 97 games. And the average, you know, is 115, 120, because we're almost done with the season. And I think if he hasn't got hurt this year, he could easily be by 50 home runs this year, I guess. What do you think about Trout? Yeah. He's obviously not out of his prime.
I mean, yeah, he's one of those guys. I feel bad for him because he's having these, like, back issues. But he's not out of his prime. But like I said before, it sucks that we don't get to see Trout in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he deserves to be there, but he can only do so much. And it's just, yeah, he's an amazing player. Like you said, he's only played, how many games? 97? Yeah.
Yeah.
And 32 home runs in 97. And the next guy is Ohtani with 33, but he played 132 games. So yeah, it's pretty sad to see two Angels players in the top 10 of home runs, and they're not even in the playoffs.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, literally,
yeah,
one of the top two best players in all of baseball. You know, and on the same team.
All around, yeah.
Yeah. Well, overall, let's vote. I would vote for Aaron Judge, NL MVP. I think Ohtani's gonna win it many years from now if no one has a year like Judge, but who would you vote to win?
Yeah, I gotta vote Aaron Judge for sure. Close, or not a close second, but a second for sure, Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I gotta give it to Aaron Judge. Just pure hitter, home run hitter, and entertainment value, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So American League, or National League MVP, I think we all kind of know, it's Paul Goldschmidt, but I thought we could really dive deeper into what Paul Goldschmidt has really done. I mean, this player has a very, very, very good chance in winning the Triple Crown. And it seemed like last year he was actually going to go, he was like out of his prime. 2019, he batted 260. I mean, then he batted 294, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he's batting 328 with a possible chance of winning the Triple Crown.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think that is? Like how do you think he stepped up so big this year?
I don't know.
What's your opinion on that?
I think it's their teammates. I mean, you got Pujols, Edmund, Wainwright, Arenado, all those veterans.
Arenado.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised too, just like you are. And yes, 7-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove, 4-time Silver Slugger, and he's probably gonna win the MVP. It's crazy.
It is. It's crazy.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
I'd really like to see the Cardinals in the World Series, World Series, but much less the playoffs. I mean, their roster, it's just so fun. You got, you know, 5, 6 solid rookies who are just fun to watch. You got, you know, 5, 6, 7 even long, long, long time veterans, you know, Wainwright, Pujols, Goldschmidt, all those guys. The team's just incredibly fun to watch, you know, and I'd like to see them do well in the playoffs.
Yeah, I definitely want to see them do well. Obviously, I'm a Giants fan, so I'm a Dodger hater. But my motto is, whoever beats the Dodgers, I don't care who it is, just whoever beats the Dodgers. And hopefully that's the Cardinals. So, but they're going to be fun to watch. Cardinals are one of those teams, like, hey, I swear, they almost make the playoffs, like, every year somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They get in there. But yeah, they're going to be fun.
Yeah, they trade Harrison Bader. They really didn't get too much out of him. But I don't know. I guess, let's say the Cardinals make the playoffs, how far do you think they are going to make it? Because they made the playoffs last year, and they played really tough against the Dodgers, but, you know, sadly, they lost. But how do you think they'll do in the playoffs?
I mean, everything's set up for them to do well. I don't know. Like, their pitching rotation worries me. They're not, like, a deep pitching. They don't have a deep pitching rotation.
Yeah.
Like compared to, you know, the Dodgers or the Mets or, you know, and then if they do make it to the World Series going against Houston, that's going to be very tough, and the Yankees. So, or not to the World Series World Series, my bad. it's just going to be tough. I don't think feel like they can make it past the first round, maybe second, but I don't know if they could go all the way.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I'd like to see them in the World Series, but I think you hit it right on. I mean, Miles Michaelis is having a good year, so is Jordan Montgomery, mm-hmm. but, I mean, those guys are in no means are all-stars. You know, you got Chris Stratton, who's up playing, okay. Adam Wainwright to have an here, but, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't see them going too far. I've liked this team throughout the beginning of the season, but their defense is pretty much the only thing special, I gotta say.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, obviously they got some, you know, those people we just talked about, Goldschmidt, Arenado. Pujols is having pretty freaking good year, I must say.
Yeah.
I honestly thought Pujols was going to be on the downfall. Like I was like, he needs to retire already. But no, he's proven that he can still hit very well. So
yeah, he can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do you think he'll hit 700? Do you think he'll sit? Do you think he'll hit 700 home runs?
What is he at now?
695.
And we got like a month or less than a month. It's very possible. I kind of hope he does.
A lot of people are saying there's a last series for the Dodgers is in or the last series for the Cardinals is in the Cardinal Stadium, and they're thinking 699 last game of the year. Do you see that 700 home run?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see it. I think not knowing him, but you know, I think he could definitely do it. Like it's Pujols and. Maybe this sounds great. Well, do you know who they play the last game of the series or last series?
I will check that.
Because if this team has no like playoff hopes, I feel like they might pitch a little easier to them. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I mean, it's possible. I think. Okay. Let's see. So they are the Pirates.
Oh, okay. Pirates have nothing to play for.
No. It's weird because they're playing them 6 times in a row, which is interesting.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule too. That's dang.
So I mean, Pirates aren't very good. Maybe that's within reach. They's at 696, 697. You got 6 games against one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, and they're playing Cincinnati coming up too. Your team.
Yeah.
So they might get a couple. He might get a couple there. Obviously, Dodgers will be tough. But at that point, Dodgers aren't really playing for.
Yeah.
Because they're already locked in the first place spot.
That's a good point.
So Dodgers aren't probably going to go too hard. San Diego's going to be tough. Milwaukee, I think they're out of it, right? Milwaukee?
I checked on FanGraphs. They got a 2.7 chance of making it, which you know isn't very likely. Wow. But.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could do it, definitely.
Well, they got the talent, and you know, also got the talent is the Orioles. I am in awe with the Orioles just because, you know, they've been bad with, 4-5 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, literally all of a sudden, they are phenomenal. They are 72-65, just like that. And really, no one's providing amazing, but I honestly think it's their... I mean, they got some really, really good young pitchers and hitters. You got Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, you know, all those guys. This is the guys. I think this is crazy. You got Gunnar Henderson, Grayson Rodriguez, Ori Mateo, Adley Rutschman, and Felix Bautista, just to name a few. But here's the weird thing. As of 2022, they had a number 2 prospect, a number 4 prospect, and a number 14 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. And that's not counting Adley Rutschman, who is number 1 prospect in all of baseball in 2021. So they just drafted a number 1 prospect, Jackson Holliday, and he has already proven numbers in the minor leagues. So their minor league system is all, if it wasn't good already, it's a lot more better.
Yeah, they're stacked. And like Gunnar Henderson, man, he's going to be fun to watch in the coming years.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do. And you forgot Ryan Mountcastle. I don't know if you said him yet.
Oh, yeah.
He's a solid player. And then obviously the veteran Cedric Mullins. Santander.
Yeah, Anthony Santander is having a great year.
He's a beast, too. He's very underrated. No one really talks about him, but like I think he leads the team in home runs.
The
Orioles.
Yeah, he's been really good. It's 22, 23 home runs. I watched a video on them, and they said every single player on their teams, except I think Mullins, but Mullins still having a good year, has hired their contact level, hired their power level, and hired their defense. You know, so obviously you got Ryan Mountcastle and a couple other players, and just like Cedric Mullins, they've had for a couple of years. And they added, so I'm going to say they added 6, 7, 8 players in the offseason last year, but they added 3 bigger name players. I did air quotes in there. Not big name players, but big name players now. They added Celino Perez, a pitcher who's a former Red, had a whopping 6.38 ERA. And so obviously no one really thought he would be too good because a 6.38 ERA is not very good. And now, in 56 games, he has a 1.49 ERA for the Orioles as reliever. That is phenomenal. And you also got Feliz Bautista, who averages 100 miles an hour on his fastball and has a 1-point-something ERA. And Dylan Tate is having a really good year too. But there's a couple other players, but what do you think made Salino Perez, the Orioles pitcher, so good? Because we knew he had the good slider, but it just happened all of a sudden.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing with pitching. It's like you could have a terrible year and bounce back. But, yeah, I don't have an answer for you because, obviously, whoever his pitching coach is, I don't know who it is. But, you know, he got the right guy on his side. And I don't know. I really do not have an answer for you. It's one of those things, like, they took a chance on him and it paid off, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And
so I don't know. Yeah.
So last year they had the worst ERA. As a pitcher, or as a pitching team, and now I believe they have the 10th best it was, and one of them, their save leader as of right now since they traded Jorge Lopez, is a Felix Bautista with a 1.62 ERA.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at that actually right now. Wow. Yeah, I mean, what are they in the standings? They're fighting for a wild card spot.
They are fighting for
a 4.5 back from the Blue Jays, so it's possible they make it.
Yeah, I'd love to see.
I don't know. I would love to see that pitching staff in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If they don't make the playoffs this year, I think they'll be a dominating team next year.
Next year for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But you know, they have a tough division. They got to get through the Yankees, Blue Jays. I feel like are getting better and better. And then Tampa Bay. Can't forget about them. Red Sox, you just never know with them, even though they're in last place this year. But, yeah, it's a very tough division, that American League East.
That's a good point. I was going to say, I think definitely they would make the playoffs next year. But I'm, like, thinking, I don't know. The Red Sox are in last place, and they have an outstanding roster. And I think I'm in awe why they aren't in it. Yeah, I think
it's shocking, right?
That's a really good point, yeah. So let's really dive in more deeper about the AL wildcard standings. You know, so you got the Rays, Mariners, and Blue Jays in first place, or in the wildcard spot, three teams in the wildcard spot. And you got Baltimore 4.5 games out. And it really hurt because the Baltimore lost to the Blue Jays the other day. I think they actually lost the series against the Blue Jays. They played hard. They couldn't make it. If they swept them, they would have made the playoff, or they would have been in the wildcard spot as of right now. But I don't know. Do you see that chance that they'll make the playoffs in 2022?
The Orioles, I mean, 4.5 back. Like I said, you got to get through the Blue Jays, and you said they lost the series. It's going to be very tough, very tough. Because I'm low key, I'm cheering for the Mariners because they haven't made the playoffs in like what, 20 years or something crazy like that.
Yep.
So I'm kind of low-key cheering for the Mariners to get in there. And Blue Jays are an exciting team, especially with Guerrero, you know, in the playoffs. I don't know. I don't know if this is their year for the Orioles to squeak into the playoffs there.
Yeah.
Even though they are getting better and better.
They are getting
better. I don't think it's their year this year.
Yeah, all the people I've talked to, they all agree with you. I think, honestly, the talent isn't enough for playoffs yet, but
yeah,
I'd be shocked if they don't make it next year. But I was shocked if they made it this year. And you never know. Like you could have a season like the Red Sox. You could have a great year last year and have a horrible year this year. You know, so honestly, you never know.
You just never know. And then, but even if the Orioles do make it in the playoffs, they have like no experience. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if Cedric Mullins has been to the playoffs. Has he been on the? I don't know his whole career, but
I don't know either.
Yeah, so like, yeah, they don't have any experience, so it'd probably be a very short-lived playoff run for the Orioles if they didn't make it. So that's why it would be cool just to see, like, this top three in the American League wild card is perfect. Like Rays, Mariners, Blue Jays, I think that'll be fun to watch. Those are all fun teams to watch in the playoffs right there.
That is true. I mean, all those guys, are all those teams are like, you know, A quality teams, and I think it'd just be so fun to watch them play because You know, yeah. All of them pretty much have the same record, 77-58, 77-60, 76-60, you know, and all of them have around the same run differential. That's a good point. I mean, would I love to see the Orioles in the playoffs? Yes, but honestly, you can't really beat those three teams facing against each other.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, well, let's get into the NL wild card. And it's kind of tricky and confusing because Atlanta is posting amazing numbers, kind of out of surprise. San Diego is in a cold streak as of right now. They're still in the wild card spot, and the Phillies have taken the lead ahead. The Brewers in the wild card spot, so the Phillies are in it now. And I don't know. The Mets, we all think, are going to be this amazing team, and they are. But the Braves are only one game out of first place in their division, so you might even see the Mets in the wild card, which would surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, I could go either way. I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like the Mets deserve, you know, first place because they have been playing well most of the season. They've had their, like, little, you know, spurts of – or their little losing streaks here and there. But yeah, Atlanta and – I don't know. That's a very tough one. I feel, like I said, I think Mets get first place and – I mean, Atlanta locks up that wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm looking at the rest, so Padres and then Phillies and Brewers. Like, let me ask you this. Who would you rather have, Phillies or Brewers in the playoffs out of those two teams?
I want to say I'd rather see, like, as if, like, if I was facing against them, or just rather see them watching on TV?
Yeah, just as entertainment value, I guess, like, who would you rather see in the playoffs?
Definitely the Phillies, just because their roster's a lot better. It'd be interesting to see the Brewers in the playoffs, just because they on a cold streak and their roster isn't even very solid. But, I mean, you know, the Brewers, you got Castellanos, you got Schwarber, you got Hoskins. You know, it's really all around pretty stocked lineup, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like the Brewers, they make the playoffs the past few years, and they can never, like, get over the hump. You know what I mean? They can't get to the World Series. It's usually the Dodgers that takes them out. But maybe it's, you know, it's Philly's turn to see if they can do anything. But
yeah,
I don't know. And what do you? I'm sorry if I'm asking you questions now, but what do you think of the Padres? Like, they cannot beat the Dodgers to save their life. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So
if they're gonna make it far or not.
Brandon Drury is hurt, so obviously that's, you know, not doing too good. Josh Hader has been playing horrible, so that's not great. And then yeah. Will Myers and Jake Cronenworth have been playing really bad. And so obviously those are one of your better players. And Juan Soto. So they have tons of talent, tons amount of talent, but everyone's playing below of how good they normally are. And, you know, you have Hyesung Kim and Yu Darvish having really good years this year, and Machado, but he gets hurt like the wind. So I really don't want to see the Padres go far, because I feel like with so much talent they have, they could go far, but it's like they don't want to be good, because you couldn't think of a better lineup. Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Jake Cronenworth, the list goes on, Machado, and I don't know, it's like they don't want to win, because they have the same amount of wins as the Orioles have, you know, and it's close.
Yeah, they're dealing with injuries. Like, they got Hosmer, they got Luke Voit, they're injured. CJ Abrams. Wait, Juan Soto. Is Juan Soto injured?
He might be.
I don't know.
Let's see here.
There's a little asterisk by his name.
Juan Soto.
It says active.
Brandon Drury had a concussion. So that's
that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's crazy. Machado leads in every single category.
Really? Wow. Padres.
Well, every batting category.
Yeah.
Average, home runs, RBIs, and hits.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, and you can't just rely on Machado to carry you, so yeah. I don't know. I'm cheering for the Padres just because, like I said, I want them to beat the Dodgers if they have to face them, but I don't have faith in them, really.
That's kind of what I meant to come across. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah, it's almost like they don't want to win, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about the Phillies?
The Phillies? I honestly haven't watched a lot of them this year to have a true opinion on them, but I do, you know, I like Schwarber. I mean, I'm looking at their, so, oh yeah, Hoskins, can't forget about him. And then Alec Bohm, I forgot about him. He's leading in categories. I didn't know he's having that solid of a year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you got Castellanos, your guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking at their lineup. They have a solid lineup. Can't forget about Bryce Harper. He's back from injury, right?
Yes, he is.
He's fully back.
That's a good point. So the power is definitely there for the Phillies, but, you know, are they playoff ready?
Yeah, if you look at them on paper, they are, but I don't know. Don't know if they could get over the hump.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think about the Braves going into the season? I personally don't think they'll make first place just because I want to see them be in first place. I want to see the Mets make the wild card. But, I mean, I don't know. It's like the Braves roster isn't – I don't want to – you got – okay, so you got – here, I'm looking at the roster now. You got Acuna Jr., he, amazing player, not having the best year, obviously, but – Michael Harris, you got tons of amazing rookies. Michael Harris Jr., Spencer Strider, and I'm missing one, but Austin Riley's doing really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Dansby Swanson, I believe, is a free agent next year, so you have to hang on to him. I would anyway, but I don't know. What do you see with this roster?
Yeah, I like the Braves a lot. I've done a lot of their games this year on my channel, and you can't forget about Ozuna, Matt Olson, what's his D'Arnaud, he's good.
Yeah.
Michael Harris. Yeah, I mean, they have a solid batting lineup, but I'm looking at their pitching right now. They've Freed, Wright, and Morton. So, I mean, they're a good team. I feel like, I don't know if they can make it all the way to the World Series again. I mean, they've definitely surprised me this season. Like, once they lost Freeman, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And usually they have, like, the World Series hangover, as they call it. Like, the next year, like, the team does pretty bad or, just, you know, doesn't play as good as they did last year. But, hey, they're surprising me, and they could get first place. Oh, I forgot they have Kenley Jansen as their closer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Spencer Strider is having an amazing year.
What was that?
Spencer Strider is having a phenomenal year.
Yeah, Strider. Forgot about him too. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So I don't know. Let's say the the Braves make first place. Oh wait. So they're half a game out of first place. That actually, but I mean the NL East is looking pretty good. You got Mets, Phillies, and the Braves. So it looks like all those three teams will make the playoffs, and the Marlins have a really good young talented team as well as the Nationals.
Yeah, I'm looking at the standings really quick. Did you say the Marlins?
Yeah. Do you think the Giants make the playoffs
this year?
Yeah.
No way. I don't have faith in my team right now because, like, man, we have gone on so many crazy we're on a 5-game losing streak right now. So yeah, we're. Yeah, 10.5 out. There's no way. I mean, the Diamondbacks passed us up.
No way. That's
crazy. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Playoffs this year.
Yeah. But, so
hey, it surprised me like crazy last year when we got first place. I didn't even expect that.
Yeah. I don't think anyone did. Yeah, that's crazy. My predictions, I had Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks, Rockies. I don't have faith in Chris Bryant, honestly, for the Rockies, and I was right.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, he's not going to carry the team, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
What do you think about your Reds, like, for next season?
Well, I think their prospects are going to – their prospects are amazing. They are fourth best in all of baseball in their prospects. But next year, okay, I expect them to win 70 games, maybe 70, 75 or so. But I would say in 3 years – it's going to sound crazy, but – World Series contending teams in less than 3 years. I would say 3 years at most.
3 years, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Just because that, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, I've jinxed myself a lot of times, but.
Yeah, I mean I mean I love India, Kyle Farmer. How long is Votto gonna stay? Like he's getting towards the end of his career, isn't
I
he?
do not like Votto at all. I think he has
Not a, he
two
did
more.
the IL right now.
Two more years, I think it is.
Oh yeah, for his contract?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we'll probably re-sign him because that's what the Reds do. They make dumb decisions.
Yeah, that's a tough. I mean, I remember last season he did great.
He did do pretty good, yeah.
But
He just doesn't look as athletic as he did, honestly.
yeah, and he only had he's leading the team. Wow, he's leading the team with 11 home runs.
Really?
That's what it says. It says team leaders Joey Votto 11 home runs. That can't be right.
Well, let's.
No, that can't be right.
Well.
Oh yeah, because you guys traded Drury. He had 20.
Yeah.
Fam had. Oh, Fam had 11.
It's
Okay.
so embarrassing. Our guys who in first and average is Kyle Farmer batting 265.
Yeah. But hey, all teams or a lot of teams go through this. You know, it's just gotta rebuild, and like you said, you got solid prospects.
Yeah.
So I just gotta look forward to the future.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to.
Yep.
It's hard because
Stay positive.
last year we were what, one game out of making the playoffs, and we
Yeah.
traded, you name it, we traded him, and so
Yeah.
it struck us Reds fans pretty hard, but I mean, we honestly we got really good prospects out of it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It kind of remind me of, or they kind of remind me of the Cubs last year when they just blew up their team, literally like traded everybody.
Yeah.
But I mean, you guys didn't trade everybody, but man, like the Cubs just always just give away their best players.
Yeah, well,
But that's
yeah.
the Cubs.
Yeah, well, they didn't trade Ian Happ or Wilson Contreras, but
Yeah, surprised by that
I
actually.
was too, yeah. Well, let's see. Let's head into our annual stat and standing leaders. I'll give you a minute to pull that up. I'm just gonna tell everyone MLB recap on scores. I'm trying to make that MLB habit, but the Cubs have beat your Giants 4-2. Drew Smiley pitched really well.
Yep.
Let's see. We got the Pirates beating the Cardinals 3-0. Marlins are beating the Mets 3-1. The Orioles sadly are losing right now 2-0 against the Red Sox. The Phillies are winning 3-0 right now against the Nationals. And it is 1-0 Blue Jays Rangers and 1-0 Rays Yankees. The Rays are taking the lead so far. But I don't know. Nothing really standing out too much. But I don't know. I guess you have anything to say about those games? Who do you want to win out of some of those games?
I'm looking right now. Let's see, what's the biggest game? We got Rays and Yankees, so I mean, Rays up 1-0. I don't know. It's like Yankees locked up first place, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of pointless there.
Maybe the Orioles game, maybe.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Orioles. They're down by two, so hopefully they can get a win. Like, I am cheering for them to make playoffs, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Yeah.
it's just going to be tough. What do we got tonight? We got Braves Mariners. Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
That will
Braves
be.
Mariners.
That'd be a really fun game. Charlie Morton versus Robbie Ray.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's going to be a solid game. Then we got Dodgers Padres, so go Padres.
Yes.
But it's going to be tough.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'll put my money on the Dodgers for that one.
Yeah. It's frustrating how great, like, I have to admit how great the Dodgers are. It's so frustrating, but
It's not
they just have
even
a stacked lineup.
it's like not even fair. They're just,
Yeah,
oh
it's
my
not.
gosh. I may not be mistaken. I think every single one of their nine players made the playoffs. Or I mean not made the playoffs, my bad. Made the
The
All-Star.
All-Star game?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, a couple of their pitchers. Yeah, it's. Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, well, let's get into stat and standing leaders, MLB, and so we'll do average our home runs, RBIs for batting, pitching, ERA, wins and strikeouts, what, and then sometimes we do saves, and then we do errors, who has the most errors in fielding, and then we go on standings. Every podcast we do first in NL Central, first in NL East, first in NL West, and so on, and we talk about pretty much the division and the leaders in that. But first, let's go in the average or the stats and average. We pretty much already talked about him, but that is Paul Goldschmidt. He's having one heck of a year. I mean, batting .327 this year. What do you think about him?
Yeah, like I said, he's the NL MVP. He's gonna win it. He's right behind. Well, he's not right behind Judge, but he is behind Judge. But he's been getting beat by 9 RBIs on that RBI category. But yeah, he's had a solid year and he deserves it. And hopefully he can continue it in the playoffs.
Yep. Home runs, Aaron Judge, and the closest to him is Kyle Schwarber with 36, and Aaron Judge has 55.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I feel like more people should have, you know, should be in the 40s, you know, by this point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of funny to see, you know.
Yeah, so that's why Aaron Judge deserves the MVP.
Who will be the face of MLB The Show 23?
Who is it this year, 22?
Ohtani,
oh, that's right.
I was narrowing it down.
I think it has to be Judge?
Yeah, I was thinking Judge or Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, that's true, too. Forgot about him. But he's kind of injured for a good amount of time, wasn't he?
Yeah, wrist something, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think you have to put Judge on it.
Yeah, I'm
not sure if he's been on a cover before, but...
I'm pretty sure in 15, but RBIs, also Judge with 118. It's just... Everything is Judge. Yeah. It's crazy to see.
Yeah, and then you got Jose Ramirez in third.
Yep.
He's a solid player. Like, yeah, he's just a very good. He's a pretty good player. Yeah.
What I like about J-Ram, he's never had a bad year. He's always consistent. You know, some of these really good players, actually Judge included, and Goldschmidt, is you have this amazing year, and the next year you bat like .250 with 20 home runs, you know, and then eventually another year you'll have a really good year, but you never keep it consistent. But J-Ram keeps it incredibly consistent throughout his entire year.
Yeah, he's just a solid hitter. I'm looking, they're in first place. I know we're going to talk about that later, but
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Guardians in first.
Wow,
he's fun to watch.
Yeah. Sure. Well, first in ERA is Justin Verlander, but he's going to be hurt for a while. So technically, I guess it's Dylan Cease. He's been really, really good. Dylan Cease is this veteran guy. He's all of a sudden been really good. And Justin Verlander is also a veteran who's all of a sudden been really good. But out of those two, I guess both those guys are Cy Young candidates. Who would you vote for?
I want to give it to Cease, but they're not making playoffs. And I know you shouldn't take that into account sometimes, but... it's hard not to give it to Verlander, you know what I mean? I can't believe how great he is at his age. He's just consistent, and I feel like he's just getting better and better, to be honest, which is crazy for a pitcher, you know?
That is.
Usually, like, players will figure you out eventually, but they can't.
Yeah.
16-3, 1.84 ERA, 154 strikeouts, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you gotta give it to him.
Well,
what do you think?
I think AL MVP or AL Cy Young is Verlander, and I think NL Sandy Alcantara, maybe Zach Allen.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Alcantara. He's a solid pitcher.
I'm in awe of that. He's so fun to watch. I mean, complete games, 4 innings, 196. It's just fun to watch because when he's on the mound, you're like, he's probably gonna pitch a full complete game. You know, it's just
I actually have him. I play fantasy baseball on ESPN, and he's in my lineup, and he gets me so many points. Like, he's so dominant. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, he's really good. And wins, yeah. I would say the most underrated pitcher this year is Kyle Wright. He has 17 wins.
I'm looking.
I don't.
What did you say again?
Kyle 17. Wright for the Braves.
Oh, Kyle Wright. Yeah. Yeah, I mean. That is crazy. I'm looking at that 3.23 ERA. Yeah. I haven't really watched any games with him pitching, but it's crazy, though. If you look on the list, though, he's like 24th in ERA, even though it's still an amazing ERA.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. So you got Kyle Wright really good, Justin Verlander really good, and Garrett Cole with the most strikeouts of 218. We all knew he cheated, but he's still doing good without cheating. I guess, do you think he'll keep this year consistent? Because, you know, with the Astros and the Pirates, he was not this good.
No, yeah, I don't trust him. There was a few games this season where I'm like, oh, it's a for sure, because I bet on sports here and there. And there were some times I was betting on the Yankees, like when Gerrit Cole was pitching. And I'm like, oh, this for sure win. And he would just give up so many runs, or not so many runs, but he would just give up runs early where it's not like him. And yeah, I just can't trust him.
Yeah.
Like going into the playoffs. So I don't know.
I agree. Yeah. Saves. Kenley Jansen with 32. He's been really, really good his entire life. I mean, this year is obviously a step down from how good he was. But, I mean, anyone will take him. And, I don't know. Do you think you keep this year up?
Yeah, Kenley Jansen for sure. I think leaving the Dodgers was a good thing for him because he started falling apart there towards the end of his Dodger career. But I think he just couldn't take the pressure over there or something. But I'm sure he feels a lot better over there in Atlanta. And I really do hope he keeps it up in the playoffs. Especially, that would be awesome if he gets to face his old team.
That would be crazy, yeah.
So that would be pretty cool. I kind of want to see that. And hopefully he succeeds.
Yeah, for sure. First and errors. Javier Baez with 23 errors. I mean, he's definitely... Oh, I didn't realize how bad he was, but watching him play this year, I'm like, yeah, he really is not a good fielder. And I mean, this year has not been very good for him.
Yeah, you said Baez. I'm trying to pull up his stats.
Yeah, Javier Baez.
But yeah, I don't know, maybe he's too flashy, you know what I mean? Like, he was that flashy shortstop or second base?
Shortstop,
yeah. He was very flashy, but maybe he's being too cute with it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Trying to make those crazy plays at second, but yeah, it is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that he went to the Tigers because, like, I don't know. They don't have a lot of potential.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and now standing leaders.
At least when he's there.
Standing leaders is it's interesting because it changes like the wind. But standing, let's do the NL Central because I haven't pulled up, but I guess, what do you think on the Cardinals? Because I think this team is full of talent. I did a whole podcast on them, and I think they're looking really good.
Yeah, Cardinals, I want them to go deep in the playoffs, but it's going to be a good matchup if Cardinals and Mets face each other. Asking you, who do you think would win in a series between Cardinals and Mets in the playoffs?
Depends who pitches. Jacob deGrom, Mets. Max Scherzer, if he gets healthy, Mets.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Anyone else besides DeGrom and Scherzer, I'd have to go with the Cardinals.
You know, is true. And then Cardinals, Dodgers. I don't see them beating the Dodgers. I think the best team the team that has the best chance against the Dodgers has to be the Mets, right?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah. Dude. Maybe the Braves, but.
I mean, honestly, any team, really. But, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah, I mean, talent-wise, probably the Mets and the Braves, at least in the National League. And, yeah, just the Dodgers are just, every team has to be jealous of them, you know?
Yeah, they're frustrating.
Yes. The NL East, you got the New York Mets, but only half a game away, surprisingly, is the Atlanta Dodgers. And what I think about the Mets is they have a +29 run differential. The Braves have a +60, so obviously I think the Braves have been playing better. And I think the Mets roster is better, but tell me what you think on those two teams and their postseason chances.
Well, they're both gonna make it for sure. Between Mets, or you said Mets and Braves,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, they're both gonna make it, but as far as first place, I do think Mets will lock up first place. Yeah, I got to lean Mets, but it's Braves are a close second, just like they are in the standings. But it's just it's a solid race right there in the NL East.
Yeah, it's getting close.
And I don't see the Phillies beating either of them. You know, if they met up in the playoffs.
Yep, same here.
But Yep. At least in a series.
Well, power-wise, I think the Phillies are better than both those teams.
On paper. But, yeah, against the pitching, you know, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. The NL West, the Los Angeles Dodgers, not surprisingly at all, a plus 298 run differential. They are 94-42.
Jeez, yeah, it's... I mean, they're going to definitely surpass 100 wins this season. But, yeah, like I said before, any team that could beat the Dodgers, I will cheer for you. So, I don't know who that will be. Maybe the Mets. Maybe the Braves. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a really good team. They're 6-4 in their last 10. And, yeah, it's just... I wonder what their longest losing streak of the season was for the Dodgers. Probably not that much.
Probably like one.
Yeah, like one or two.
Yeah, it's... I remember when the Yankees were the best team. They're still in first place, but oh my gosh. The American League East, Yankees, Rays, Blue Jays, Orioles, and Red Sox. And if the Red Sox had a good year, that had to break that would have to break some kind of record on most wins for one division.
I mean, look, Red Sox have 67 wins. You look at any other division, they would not be last place.
That's a good point, yeah.
They're in last place with 67. Like, the Rockies have 59 in last place. That's anywhere close to that. But, yeah, the AL East is just so tough. I'm glad they added a third team for the wild card, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Boston could be in the running next season. You know, they just need a few guys, put them over the top. Some free agents, I don't know, but that's a very interesting division, the AL East.
Yeah, for sure. If the Red Sox have a good year, it's going to be impossible to, you know, to even, like, consider winning in there.
Yeah, exactly. Their differential is minus 46, but everyone else, like, even the Orioles have a plus differential, which is crazy, like...
Yeah.
You don't really see that in any other division where four out of the five teams have plus differentials.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, you actually don't.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know, because the Guardians, they would be almost last place in their division, but they're in first place in AL Central, and they have 70 wins, you know, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, the Orioles are being...
Oh, yeah, that is crazy, yeah.
It's just so fun. It's funny to think, and... It's weird, the White Sox and the Twins are only 1.5 game out of being first place, so I would say it's not over yet for the White Sox and the Twins, and I think, I mean, obviously not the Guardians, but it's getting down to how good they're going to play.
Yeah, that is true. I forgot about it. I was counting the White Sox out, but you're right. They're only 1.5 back, which is, yeah, that is crazy. I do think the Twins have a pretty good shot, but... I don't know. Let me look at their lineup. But I was going to ask you this. Who do you think the biggest disappointment is this season? The biggest team disappointment? Like, they had high expectations going into the season, and they are playing horrible.
100% the White Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely should be playing better, for sure. But, you know, they're not out of it yet.
Yeah.
Mine was... Well, there's a few teams, but I thought Rangers would get better.
Yeah.
And they are terrible. I thought Angels would be where the Mariners are. But, I mean, Angels just seem to disappoint every single year. But with their roster, you'd think the Angels would be great. Well, not great, but at least, you know, second place in their division.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's Rangers, Angels, and then Twins. I expected them to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I actually had the White Sox and the Dodgers in the World Series.
Oh, people had White Sox and Dodgers?
Yeah, I actually did that, so yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, dang. Yeah, I mean, that definitely could have happened, yeah. I mean, hopefully White Sox can make it in.
Yeah, I would like to see him because I don't want to be wrong in predictions, but...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Did you expect the Reds to be... Like, kind of this bad, or...
Well, after they trade all these guys, I thought that actually they'd actually be a lot worse. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
But, Yeah, I did. I mean, if they didn't trade all these guys, who knows where we'd be? We'd be a lot better. I can guarantee that. But it's all about the future, you know, with all those worst teams. The Nationals are looking really good, and their prospects are the Orioles and the Reds. I don't know. It's just really, that's what I love about baseball. There's, you never, ever know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. With prospects, it's great to look at the future. That's why I love how, like, we have a minor league system, the farm system. That's the beauty about baseball compared to other sports, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, lastly, we got the AL West. And I feel like every year I'm saying this, the Astros are in first place. They're 88-49. Yeah. And I don't know, the Mariners, they have a 99.4% chance of making the playoffs. And if they don't, oh my gosh. It's,
I would feel so bad. I mean, they should. I'm cheering for them. Yeah, 99.4%. Yeah. And Astros are one of those teams, like, when they had that cheating scandal and everything and everyone hates them, I thought they would crumble. Like,
yeah.
I thought, you know, they would be the worst team or just, like, fall down the standings. But you got to give it to them, man. They are still dominating after all these scandals. And, they're impressive. Like, I didn't like them either, but, I mean, I was low-key happy they beat the Dodgers in the World Series, that they didn't cheat.
Yeah.
But I love what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
I love their pitching, great hitting, so, yeah.
Yeah, you struck it right there. I mean, I remember, I'm like, okay, they just cheated. There's no way they're going to be good anymore. They're not going to be able to read any pitches and all that, but every single player that had a good year, well, pretty much every single player that had a good year in their World Series run, still having a good year, and I think it's just really cool and, like, interesting that I think they truly want to be good, and they don't care that they cheat in the past. It's a whole new, you know, new year, and they're trying to make the World Series once again.
Yeah, and I feel like I've actually kind of felt bad for some of the players on the team, like the year after, you know, the scandal, like some of those players weren't even there during the cheating, and they have to deal with, like, the fans that are just, like, bombarding them with, like, you know, hate, you know, like every away game, but they just seem to win games, so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's very impressive, and I don't know, I want to see the Angels in the playoffs. I thought for sure the Rangers would be better. You got Marcus Semien and Corey Seager, you know, and I'm like, those guys are amazing, and yeah.
Yeah, surprised by that. But obviously their pitching probably isn't that great, but yeah. I really, really hope Angels can make the playoffs at least once with Trout and Ohtani on the same team. Like, that would be so sad if they have to, like, trade away. Well, they might trade away Ohtani. I guess there's talked, or not trade away, but I guess he might sign somewhere else.
Yeah,
because his contract will be up. But man, that would be so cool to watch Trout and Ohtani on the same team in the playoffs. But I don't know if we'll get to see that.
It would be so special, you know. Just be, you're watching the playoffs, you know you're like, I watched
two all-stars.
Yeah, I watched the two greatest players play on the same team, and I honestly think they should trade Ohtani. But you know,
you think what?
I think they should trade Ohtani. It's not like they're going. I think their fan base will go way down, but you know, when the day's done, your team wants to be better. So I think if you actually want to make a playoff contention, trade Ohtani, get amazing guys. You get amazing players, and pretty soon you'd be in the thick of things because you just trade the best player in baseball.
Yeah, and I mean, whoever gets Ohtani is going to have to pay up big time for him. So whoever can afford him, I really hope he doesn't go to, like, the Dodgers or Yankees, because it seems like they always get those type of players and just sign them to, like, mega contracts.
I will say this.
Let me ask.
Go ahead. I do say this. I'm glad the Padres got Juan Soto because the Dodgers couldn't.
Yeah, I was happy about that too. But it's kind of funny. Well, not funny, but, like, they can't do anything with him. And it does suck, though, they lost Tatis Jr., though.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been fun to watch, see Machado, Soto, and Tatis. But
that would be...
That didn't work out for them.
Imagine how good they would be with Tatis right now. I think, oh my gosh. I mean, even if they had a bad year, the fans would just love them. Their fan base would go skyrocketing.
Oh, yeah. No, they're a fun team to watch, even though I'm a Giants fan in the division. Like, it's a frustrating division, but because you got to deal with the Dodgers and San Diego getting all these guys. But yeah, it is what it is, I
Yep,
guess.
that's the baseball saying. It is what it is.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Is there anything
Let me
else?
ask you this really quick while it's on my mind. Where do you think Judge is gonna go? You think Yankees are keeping him? I mean, they gotta pay up, obviously, but.
Oh boy, that's such a hard question. So beginning of the year, Judge said he loved the Yankees and that he'll never move. I mean, that's what everyone says, right? But lately, Aaron Judge actually said he wanted to go because he said no to arbitration for them or something like that with the Yankees. And that kind of gives him a sign that he doesn't want to stay. But I honestly think, just like, many players that are really good, they just want to see what the people are offering them. But I think he'll stay with the Yankees. The bottom line, I think he'll stay with the Yankees.
Like he tests the market, like no matter what, he's gonna get a mega contract. There were rumors, I mean, there's rumors probably about every team, but I heard like he could go to the Giants, but they were saying this like a couple months ago. But I really doubt that will happen because Giants Stadium is not even a home run hitting park. So wherever he does go, he's gonna stick to a home run hitting park. Imagine if he was on the Rockies. He'd probably have like 80 home runs.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Grant, or the Reds? How about the Reds? I mean,
Yeah,
I
is
thought.
that's a home run hitting park?
Yeah, it is, and I mean, I'd like to see the Reds get Aaron Judge, but.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing him leave the Yankees, like you said. But what team do you think he could go to if there's one team besides the Yankees,
Oh
like
boy.
in reality?
Well, the Mets can afford him, and I think if they released or traded Canna, they could afford him and get him, And I mean, when do we not say this? I think the Dodgers are interested because Chris Taylor's not having a good year. They just traded AJ Pollock, so they're in need for a solid outfielder. I mean, they have solid outfielders, but not for the Dodgers. So they're probably thinking to themselves, well, we kind of need an outfielder.
They got Betts, Mookie
Oh,
Betts.
that's a good point. I forgot about him
Yeah.
actually. And then Bellinger, but he can only field the ball, and
Yeah, he goes on and off. Yeah, man, I would hate to see him in the
Oh
Dodgers.
my gosh, I would at that
Oh.
point I'd probably just never watch another baseball game or never
I know.
care about the dog. Oh my gosh, that would be the worst.
As a Giants fan, I'm like, I give up. Like, I
Yeah.
don't even want to watch this season. But man, if he went to the Mets, that would be a huge slap in the face,
Yeah.
like to the Yankees. Like, all right, I'll go to the other New York team.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
he's gonna go to
very
high market
interesting.
team. He's gonna go to either the Mets, he's gonna either go to Dodgers, Padres, he might see re-sign with the Yankees. He's gonna go maybe even the Red Sox, actually. He might. That's actually a good
Oh,
point.
that would be crazy, going to the rival.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think Yankees, I mean, fans, Yankee fans would be so pissed if they got rid of him, but because they have a solid player right there,
Well,
but
I got some news here. As of
oh,
about an hour ago, no trades, nothing big, but shift restrictions and all that have been announced for rule changes for 2023.
I saw that actually. Yeah, I didn't look too much into it, but I guess so that means they won't be able to put the shift on.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, I think, yeah, like very, very, very limited shift. And I guess tell me your thoughts on the shift and I'll tell you mine.
I get why teams use the shift. I guess it's definitely smart, if a batter usually hits it to the right side or left side. But to keep it fair, I don't know. It's like, how do you tell a player to like, you have to stand in this one spot? You know what I
Yeah,
mean? So I see both ends of it. I guess I'm for the shift, but I don't really have a strong opinion on it. Let's hear
Yeah.
yours.
Well, I really like the shift, and here's why. I guess back in the day, no one had shifts because, no one really knew what there was no point. And but lately with all electronics now and everything, you can do a shift, figure out where the hitter's hitting the ball. And he's probably gonna hit it that way. But what I like about baseball is the whole point of hitting it, taking the other way, getting late on the fastball, and try to take it the right left field is because of the shift. There's no point doing it unless you don't have a shift, because you're trying to, that's the whole fun of baseball, in my opinion, is just outsmarting your defense, you know? And
yeah, that's very true.
I mean, I think averages will go skyrocket next year. I think it'll be fun season to watch, but I think that's what MLB's doing is they put more stuff in the balls, so like they make it, or baseball, so they make it, they can, the batters can hit it easier. They've just done a lot of things that I feel like aren't very honest in a way, because they really want offense to skyrocket.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, the good thing about the shift, like batters just have to learn to be like, hey, if the shift's to the right, try to do an opposite field hit, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But easier said than done. But
yeah.
You know what? Another thing I saw was like a breaking news thing. They're going to implement the pitch count or pitch clock.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I did.
So that's interesting.
I wouldn't really care unless I was a player, you know? I mean, I guess it's more fun to watch, but... Oh, here's
my... I like it because the game does really... Like, some pitchers take forever to pitch the freaking ball.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good. I don't mind it at all, but here's... I actually wrote, like, I call it an article... On robot umps, do you think do you think that Major League Baseball should use robot umps?
Oh, this is a tough one. I mean, I go back and forth with it because obviously a robot ump is probably going to be spot on just because with all the, you know, technology we have these days.
Yeah.
I don't know, because like having an umpire, I like, you know, it's keeps the game, like the integrity of the game. But when they put that box on TV, all it does is just piss off fans.
You know
I mean? Like, we're like, what the heck? That was a strike. Why'd you call it a ball? Or that was a ball. Why'd you call it a strike? So you're always going to get that. You're always going to get pissed off fans. You're going to get pissed off players because, I mean, I feel like we watch any game you watch, there's always going to be one player that's gonna be like, what the heck kind of call was that? You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, if it's a robot or whatever, how do you argue it? Unless it's like really off, then they gotta fix some things. But I think we might have to go to the robot. I don't know. What do you think?
I want to go to the robot ump, like, first thought. But I mean, okay, come on a minute. When you're watching TV, it's so fun to watch players get thrown out, you know, and all the yelling and all that. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
that's true.
It's overall, it's probably gonna help MLB, but with, you know, since 1865, we use normal umpires, and I feel like we should just keep it just for history's sakes.
Yeah, and like, yeah, it takes away a job, obviously. But on the other hand, it's awesome when you see an umpire like ring up a guy, like, you know, struck him out. Like, those are always awesome to see.
Those are pretty cool.
You know?
Yeah.
But so with a robot, it's just like, what is a electronic sign pops up that you struck out or something?
Well, like, what I think, I'm not positive on this, but I'm pretty sure umpires will still be there, but the robot umps will like tell the umpires like with a piece in their ear if it was a ball or a strike.
Okay. So like if the player hates the call, he's gonna be like, "Hey, it's not me, it's the robot."
Yeah, yell at the robot.
Pretty much. That's pretty funny. Like, and what is the player going to do? Like, hey, you better tell that robot you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that. But did you say they are going to put it into effect, or they're like in a vote on it?
They've tried it in minor league games, which makes me think
they've
all voted for it to be a yes. I don't know. I think it's probably going to happen in 2023. They're probably going to – yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that we're heading that way. Do you know how it's been doing in the minors? Like, I haven't really heard much about it.
They interviewed a couple fans, and they didn't like it. But overall, the game was much faster paced and a lot more fun to watch, you know, because they're interviewing a fan. They said, literally, I just come to the games to argue with the umpire. You know, they're like, so,
yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know.
That's true.
Overall, I feel like we should keep the umpires, but I can go both ways.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we need all the other umps, like for the bases and all that, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one. And then, like, we're already doing reviews, like, if the player's safe or not, so you can't really argue that, because all you got to do is just review it. And
yeah.
And it could be turned over.
Yep.
So, yeah, actually, if we get the robot, you're right, there'll be, like, zero arguments in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah.
Like, what else do you argue about?
It's like well, the umpire's
you hit
wrong.
A guy with a pitch or something, but
that's
different.
That is the It's I don't know. It's just
yeah, it's a weird time.
Juan DeFranco got reinstated from the IL. He'll be in time to face the Yankees.
Oh, nice. That'll be, yeah, I mean, man, he was out for a long time, and he signed that huge contract. So
yeah.
Wish we got to see more of him, but so I guess we'll see him in the playoffs then, so that's cool.
Yeah, yep.
I like that.
Well, anything else I guess you want to say before we close this MLB podcast?
I think that's pretty much it. We covered a lot here. And
we did.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. I really, really appreciate it. Make sure to visit his YouTube channel, Wildcard Sports. I actually go on it. It's actually really cool. He streams all kinds of different sports. It's really awesome and fun to watch, and you can also listen to it. Well, I thank you for coming on, and hopefully see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.